USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus now exceeding 97,000. The COVID-19 database at Johns Hopkins University saying worldwide the toll is over 340,000. But officials in some former hotspots say they've cooled enough for limited reopenings. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo saying all key coronavirus indicators there continue to be on the decline.
Hospitalizations are down. The change in hospitalizations is down. The intubations is down. The number of new cases, that's down.
As this Memorial Day weekend approached, the numbers of people traveling in America went up. The TSA saying the number of passengers screened on Thursday and Friday were the highest since mid-March. They screened over 300,000 people each day. The lowest number had occurred in mid-April when just 88,000 people were screened. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump urging his former attorney general to drop out of the Alabama Senate race. The president supports the former Auburn Tigers football coach Tommy Tuberville over Jeff Sessions in that race. Tuberville and Sessions are to face off in a primary runoff election on July 14th, the winner to face incumbent Democrat Doug Jones in November. In a series of tweets yesterday, the president blasted his former AG for recusing himself during the impeachment hearings. The president getting in some golf to start Memorial Day weekend. He was at Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia yesterday. Reports were the Secret Service members with President Trump had face masks on, but Trump did not. An ESPN college football analyst facing a misdemeanor domestic battery charge, Ryan Leaf, arrested Friday in Palm Desert, California. He was released last night on a $5,000 bail, set to appear in court on Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the world waits for a COVID-19 vaccine, researchers are working overtime to produce one. The so-called Ad5 vectored COVID-19 vaccine, developed by the Beijing Institute of Biotechnology, is one that is showing some promise. More from USA Radio's Wendy King.
According to a study published by The Lancet, a potential vaccine for COVID-19 appears to be safe and able to generate an immune response against the virus. The DEUCE study marks the first time the vaccine was tested in humans. Currently, there's more than 100 COVID-19 vaccines in development worldwide.
A new survey showing households across the U.S. are turning to streaming TV shows as the coronavirus pandemic continues to force Americans to stay at home, and not just recent ones. According to CableTV.com, the sitcom Friends is the number one show in the nation. The NBC sitcom most popular in 11 U.S. states, including California, New York, Texas, Florida, and Ohio. And a wallet that was stolen from a Lodi, California woman at a theater 60 years ago now back in her possession. Construction workers at Lodi's Sunset Theater found the perfectly preserved red leather wallet with then 15-year-old Donna Brown's ID and picture still inside. They ended up tracking her down by social media. It's believed a thief had stolen her wallet during a show in 1962, tossing it into the attic where it fell behind a wall. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.